Jesus has already accomplished the purpose for which the law came. You don't have to toil to keep the law because Jesus already accomplished the purpose for which he came. Now, I want to illustrate that from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5. So who likes their Sermon on the Mount kind of stuff, right? Okay. Jesus is talking to other people who were like, what's the deal with this, Jesus, in chapter 5 of Matthew? And starting at verse 17, Jesus says this about the law. So remember, it says he's the end of the law. But what he means is he's the end of it. He's the goal of it. If you're listening to this sermon and saying, what's your point, pal? I say, I'm getting to my point, right? And so Paul said, Jesus is the point. He's the end of it. When you get to the full stop and you understand, it's Jesus. So people are asking Jesus, and Jesus says in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 5, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away. So everybody clamp your feet on the ground. We're still here. Until heaven and earth pass away. Not an iota, not a dot, not a crossing of a T, not the dot of an I, right? Will pass away from the law until all is accomplished. And you ask yourself, was all accomplished on the cross? Or is all accomplished when, you know, it's over? Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called last in the kingdom of heaven. Still in the kingdom of heaven, but will be called last. Whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. You got law. You've got righteousness in verse 20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. I would like to point out that someone has come into the church, seen that there was not a seat, and left the church. Okay? So, we'll all sit up toward the front, and we'll keep some open seats in the back in the future. Okay? Okay. All right. Seating matters, doesn't it? He could have come up to the front, but that was embarrassing. He could have come on time, and that would have worked for him. So it isn't the fault of people in the room, right? But that's how it went. Seating matters. Okay. I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to be perfect. You have to keep all the law if the law is going to help you. And Jesus, I think he has said, it still counts. And if you know the law still counts, I think you need to have a little bit of something inside you that goes, oh no. Oh no, it still counts. Okay? Luke, in chapter 16, verse 17, says, it is easier for earth and heaven to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. So I think you should take him at his word. Mark, chapter 13, verses 30 and 31, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. You need to read Mark, chapter 13, to understand what Jesus has said about the end of time. Okay? People talk about the rapture. People talk about the tribulation. People talk about the great persecution of the church in the last days. Mark chapter 13, Jesus himself speaks about those days. And he says, this stuff isn't going to happen. Heaven and earth will not pass away. But, I'm sorry, he didn't say it's not going to happen. He said all these things must take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The things that Jesus had said, they last beyond this brick and mortar life that we have. Longer than the lovely pulpit that if I lean on it just the right way, we could rip that out too, like the pews. Right? The New Living Translation provides language that makes it more clear. Not that Christ has ended the law, but he ended the need for law keeping. Constant effort to know and to keep the rules. So with the Holy Spirit living in us, we are following God leading us all the way. Do you have the Holy Spirit living in you? You need to. Christ said you must be born again. You must be born of water and the Spirit. You need to have a spiritual birth. You need to be alive. You need to be filled with the Spirit so that you don't fulfill the deeds of the flesh. But not you need to know all the rules so that you don't break any of the rules. You need to be very, very careful and remember all the rules and then know your theology so you can't trip over all the rules. With the Holy Spirit living in us, we're following God, leading us all the way. We know God. Do you know God?